kick ass. Whoa, that's kick ass. Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
So, top of the mind here. That's right. Here we are at the 602nd Kick-Ass Life Show. And I'm recording all the way from Australia. And I'm in a room for the moment. You know, we always start the show with a little fun fact. And there's a couple of fun facts here. Do you know in Australia, there's 6,000 species of flies? There must be a lot of poop here. There's 4,000 species of ants, or 350 species of termites. Now, Australia also has a lot of sharks. And that means sharks are immune to every known disease in the world. Did you know that? You guys go, ooh. There you go, get involved. And Tasmania has the cleanest air on earth. Ooh. Yeah, that's right. But here's the thing, here's a yucky fact for you. A cockroach can live 9 days with its head cut off before it starves to death. Yeah. So here we are in Australia, and I'm going to ask a couple of facts. Who would like to share with me? Shall I get rid of the accent?
Yeah.
By the way, these guys have given me heck all weekend. These are my students at my program. By the way, how's the program going? I did pay a few of them to cheer at the show. But I want to hear from you. Tell me a question. Raise up your hand, one of you, and tell me why somebody who's never been to Australia should come to Australia. This is you to share? Okay, ready? Stand up, say your name, where you're from.
My name's Chris. I'm from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. Everybody should come to Australia because you take your life into your own fucking hands since you got off the airport.
Holy goodness me, there's the F-bomb been dropped already. I can't believe it. All right, what's another reason? Let's hear from a girl in the room. What's another reason why somebody should come and travel to Australia? Here we go.
Hi, I'm Nikki from Adelaide. And you need to come to Australia because the chicks are hot.
Alright, another thing I want to ask, you know, obviously I always say I love Australians, and I'm not sure why that is, but what is the affinity? Because they're a bunch of weirdos, let's be honest. But what is it? What is it about Australians, do you think, that around the world there seem to be love? It's like Canadians. I'm from Canada. And it seems like Aussies are love. But what is it about the temperament here or the lifestyle? Why do you think so many people around the world love you? There we go, you gotta go there. All right, say your name, stand up, say your name, where you're from?
Hi, I'm Jackie, I'm from Geelong. Yeah! I think Aussies are just really relaxed.
So give her a round of applause! All right, there we go, we got one back here.
Hey David, I'm Sharon and I'm from Sydney. Aussies are just real, down to earth, generous, and we love to have a good time without any of the BS or fanfare that maybe some other people like to carry.
So we know the Aussies are real, we know they're down to earth, but let's talk about the country itself. If someone was visiting Australia from around the world, remember this show is broadcast in 140 countries. And we go, whoa. Say, like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
But Australia is in the top four.
Yay!
Yeah, they have long roads and not a lot to do. But what is it about the countryside? If someone's never been here, tell me about who could share a little bit about Australia. What's it like?
I'm Barbara, I'm from Brisbane. Yay! And I should say this because I wasn't born and raised here, but I thought California had nice beaches and Australia tops. Any beaches in really any part of America.
Yeah.
Beaches here are truly the best, and they're everywhere.
Now, yeah. Do people keep their clothes on in Australian beaches?
No.
Is that a plus or a minus?
It's a good thing.
That's a good thing? All right, so the beaches are great. What else? Give a round of applause. Hey, I'm
Yeah, say this, but I'm running around the room. Okay, say the name, where you're from.
Hello, I'm Trisha, and I'm from Sydney.
Everyone say this with me. Everyone say youthful eucalyptus.
Youthful eucalyptus.
You know, the phone rang just then because someone was trying to book their flight here, right?
Yeah. Okay, so now I want to ask a question. Like Aussie, you know, some Aussieisms. So, is that a word?
Yeah.
What it's like Aussie philosophies on life. Who's got one? Who's got a sort of an Aussie philosophy on life? You think that you can take to the back? Stand up, say your name, where you're from.
Michelle from Sydney. No worries.
Yeah. No worries.
But you're trying to. Oh, you got another one? I'm sharing your best stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a very proud Aussie, Dave. You need to know that. I think she'll be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone say she'll be right.
She'll be right.
You can explain what does that mean. What does it mean she'll be right? Who can give me an explanation?
She'll be right.
Now I understood. There's someone in Taiwan right now going, she'll be right. Okay. What else? Another Aussieism. Oh, this is the word. What was that, your name, where you're from?
I'm Orbe. Currently from Melbourne.
Yeah!
Australia is the only country where they have an 8-course dinner.
Woo!
Fish and chips and a 6-pack.
And you can tell by his accent that he was really from Melbourne. You got an Aussieism? All right, who else has got an Aussieism for me? Aussieism? Oh, I've got to run around the room. Here we go. Okay, so you know where you're from?
I'm going to do these, but Tracy from Geelong.
Yay!
I didn't realise we said it a lot, but we say fair dinkum.
Yeah, that's right.
And we had some New Zealand friends the other day. We were at someone's house and they went, well, you actually said it.
Yeah. All right, who's that? Fair dinkum. Which translated for other people?
Seriously?
Yeah,
it's fair
income. So everything about Australia is coming down to being real. Yeah. Okay. One more Aussieism. What's an Aussieism? Stand up, say
your name, where you're from. Hi, I'm Justine from Sydney.
Yeah!
The important thing to know about how to talk in Australia is you have to shorten everything.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't say a whole word like mosquito, it would take too long. You have to shorten it to mozzie. So you add I or O on you have the word, and then you add I or O. So mozzie. Barbie, Cozzy,
Mrs. Rolly. Anyway,
so that's, you know,
because
brekkie, you
don't
say breakfast, you say brekkie.
Daveo. Vicky,
you
don't
say Daveo.
Daveo.
Rolly.
So, we get a lot more in that way because we can say a lot more in that.
You're going to say a lot more with a lot less. Awesome. All
right,
get out.
I'm Shirley from Bathurst in New South Wales. And I believe we're the only country that call a redhead blue.
All right, so now I want to ask a question. I mean, like Aussie kids, you know, when you're parenting here, you know, we're trying to give Aussie philosophies around the world right now. What are some of the things that you tell your kids in Australia, words of wisdom, what do you pass down to your children? What's that? Look at that. Here we go, we got a mom right here. There you go, ready?
Me again, Nikki from Adelaide. Hey! My you know, most prolific piece of advice for my children is suck it up.
So it's all about tender loving care. Suck it up, all right.
Chris again. I'm always telling my kids, don't worry about it, you don't need shoes.
Yeah. Don't worry about shoes, costumes, anything, all right. Do you have kids?
Yeah,
I do. She looks like that's a free spirit, I was thinking she would. So, say where you're from.
My name's Miriam, I'm from Sydney. I say to my daughter, knock it off.
Knock it off. Sit down and knock it off. All right, so we've only got about 30 seconds left in the show. And I want to say thank you to Australia for supporting the show. So just those of you that are watching the show, listen to the show regularly, make some noise. Those of you that listen to the show I want you to choose one word to describe it. It doesn't have to be polite, it doesn't have to be PC. But raise up your hand, those of you that listen, to give one word that you think describes the show to you, to Ozzy. What is it? Raise up your hand. One word, yes.
Unreal.
Unreal.
Shit up.
Ah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Shit up.
Shit up. Come on, who else?
It rocks.
It rocks?
Life-changing.
Sexy. Sexy. Come on, any more?
Brilliant.
Did you listen to the show or did I just pay you $20? All right, we're starting that. We're at 600 stacking one up, so we're going to finish the show. Are you guys ready? Oh, you got the other one! Hi, hi, hi!
That was kick-ass.